USA Radio News.
Pete Arredondo, the Boulder School District Police Chief, who has been facing national scrutiny for his part in the response to the May mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, was demoted from a high-ranking position in another law enforcement department nearly a decade ago. This is all according to a report from the San Antonio Express News. Arredondo was relegated from assistant chief to commander in the Webb County Sheriff's Office in October 2014. The Webb County Sheriff Martin Kuehler stated that the reason was that Arredondo, quote, couldn't get along with people. Kuehler also said that Uvalde CISD had never called him for a reference after Arredondo applied to the department. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced that the Department of Justice has filed charges against four former and current Louisville police officers in connection with the death of Breonna Taylor.
The federal charges announced today allege that members of the Place-Based Investigations Unit falsified the affidavit used to obtain the search warrant of Ms. Taylor's home. Also alleged that the officers responsible for falsifying the affidavit that led to the search took steps to cover up their unlawful conduct after Ms. Taylor was killed.
The charges include civil rights offenses, unlawful conspiracies, unconstitutional use of force, and obstruction offenses.
10 miners have been trapped inside a coal mine in Mexico Thursday morning. As rescuers are desperately trying to dig them out, nearly 100 soldiers, specialists, and rescue dogs continue the rescue efforts. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
U.S. mortgage rates have continued their decline, falling below 5% for the first time since April. According to a survey released by Freddie Mac, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage has fallen to an average of 4.99%. Just 1 week ago, rates were averaging around 5.30%. This is the second week in a row that mortgage rates have fallen, and it also marks the sharpest drop in the cost of borrowing money for a home since early July. Guardian caps are now mandatory for all 32 NFL teams through the second preseason game. Guardian caps are mushroom-like contraptions NFL players are wearing on their helmets during training camp. It is a safety experiment that the league hopes will lead to a reduction in head injuries. The league stated laboratory research indicates the 12-ounce Guardian caps result in at least a 10% reduction in severity of impact to a player's brain. It says that the number climbs to at least 20% if both players involved in the collision are wearing them. The league announced in February there were 187 concussions during practice and games in 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.